Here Today with Owen Beattie.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Yeah, welcome into the second hour of the programme. Clem Ryan, CEO of KFM, joins me in studio now because, Clem, yesterday afternoon we got the devastating and heartbreaking news that our good friend and colleague Celine Garvey passed away after a very long battle with cancer. And she was an incredible person and we would have known her down through the years here in KFM.
I think that's a fair comment, Owen. Let me first of all extend my deepest sympathy to, first and foremost, her daughter, Eleanor. And Eleanor's, I think, about 10, maybe 12, I'm not sure, 12 years old. And it's an incredibly sad and devastating period for her, as the last couple of years as well. Also to Celine's mother, Josie. To her brothers, Mark, our colleague Rob, who works here in KFM and presents the Sunday 11 to 2 show, and of course her sister Linda. Celine's dad Noel died some years ago. We knew this was coming for quite a long time, despite hope and optimism. Anyone who has ever suffered from cancer will know, or anybody who's had any family member who has suffered from cancer, you will know, that you explore every possible answer and hope that, you know, there might be a better outcome. And nevertheless, as stage by stage of the illness goes through, there's always that thing at the back of your mind, you know, this is not looking good, it's not looking good, but you maintain the optimism. And when I use the word optimism, I think the word optimism, sunshine, bright, beaming, was Celine Garvey. I first encountered Celine all of 24 years ago, 20 years ago exactly, here in KFM, when the station was coming to air. Celine was only a 20-year-old at that stage. And we engaged her in terms of doing a youth music programme. That's how she started her career. She was a bundle of energy, big head of red hair on her, and a very colourful individual, a fine, fine artist. And she carried that work through. I'll mention that in a couple of minutes' time. But over the years, Celine presented a variety of shows for us. She presented music shows regularly, filled in on those. She presented an arts programme over the years. And most recently, until her illness prevented her carrying on, she presented the Thursday night show here on KFM between 7 and 8, Women in Music.
And just to say, Christmas morning was never the same unless you heard Celine Garvey on the radio. I remember as a child opening presents and Celine being the voice in the background on the radio. She always did Christmas.
And she insisted on doing that programme live. Whereas programmes on Christmas Day, we're happy to record them and whatever else. But Celine always wanted to be in studio on Christmas Day. And that was a staple here on KFM. But going back to that 20 years, she used to bounce into the building. She was an absolute rolling ball of energy. And always the huge smile and the huge, hi everybody. And you knew Celine was in the building, wherever you were, because you heard her extending greetings to everybody, chatting to everybody, and that most wonderful personality, she brought sunshine into your day. And I don't know if you know this, but I actually recruited Celine at one stage. Celine, any chance you do a few matches for me?
As a reporter?
As a reporter. She was certainly a Jacqueline of all trades, as we'll say, in terms of the radio. And she says, I know that they're nothing about sport. I think she might have picked up a hurley in school or something at one stage. But off she went and did a most competent job on a couple of matches for me until she said, now don't push me on the commentary or anything like that. But as a presenter and a very versatile presenter across that wide range of shows, music, whatever else, and she had a great personality in there, great natural way of talking. But above all, Celine was a family person. And the Garvey family are a very tight-knit family and very mutually supportive. That's from a wonderful Mam Josie, who basically, and her siblings Mark, Rob and Sister Linda, over the last couple of years, who have all circled the wagons in helping Celine and doing whatever they could for Celine. And so many groups stepped up as well to help her. The last time I met her was Christmas, and I called to her home just to bring her a little gift from us here in KFM and say, listen, we're thinking of you all the time, Celine, and your job is always here. And speaking of that most recent position she had, which Dave McGrath is doing a wonderful job filling in since Celine's illness became too much for her, I recall the evening being here in the station late, and Celine bounced in. Usual, hi everybody. It was about maybe 6:30, 6:45, we were here working late. And chatting to her, but I detected there was something. I said, how are you doing? Because we had known that she had been ill for quite a while. How's it going? And she said, not good. I just got very bad news that the cancer had spread. I said, go home, take your time, do what you have to do, we'll carry on, we'll sort out the programme and everything else. No, she said, I want to do my programme. I said, Celine, look, with the news you've just got, go home. She said, no, please let me do my programme. I said, okay. I listened to that programme on the way home because I was very concerned about her. And it was as if she did that programme, and I said to myself, how? Mm. How can she do it? She did that programme as if she had never heard that devastating news that afternoon, that the cancer had spread, that there were further problems, things weren't looking good. And then at Christmas, the last time I met her, and I said to her, listen, and she said, come in, and I said, no, because you're ill, I don't want, just in case, I mean, who knows with COVID and things like that, people's immune system is down, this, that and the other. And we had a chat at the door, and I wished her well, said we were thinking of her and that her job, come back anytime you feel you're ready. And we always had that hope. And her brother Rob, who's proved such a wonderful employee here since he joined us on the Sunday programme and has been working with you on the town hall broadcasts over the last couple of months. Incidentally, there's one of those broadcasts going out tonight, the one about Salins, yeah, isn't it? Between 7 and 8. The issues facing Salins and what people would like for the future. We're doing 12 towns that you recorded, and Rob lending production assistance. So what can we say except we're all extremely saddened today. Life goes on. That is the unfortunate thing about it. Life goes on. Celine wouldn't want, and I'm pretty sure it is, Celine wouldn't want people to weep. I know her family are heartbroken. The point that I'm awkwardly trying to make is she would want people to adopt the attitude she had in life, which was always very proactive. And Owen, you did an interview with Celine not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I think we have an excerpt of that to give people just a taste of Celine Garvey on KFM.
I have had many realistic conversations, and if you want to live better, have a really bad diagnosis.
Yeah.
I'm living every single moment now. Your filters are gone. Mm-hmm. You don't, you say exactly what you think. My sister is an organiser, and she has been amazing. She's just helped me with planning and appointments and times when I've broken down. She's called people to kind of be at my side and get me back up again. And my mum has been amazing too. It's tough enough. You know, we've been through a lot. Our family have been through a lot. My brothers have been helping me out. I've been calling them going, hey, you need to come out and help me with the goats. I've goats. So, you know, they're coming out and sorting out things at my house. But it's... I didn't realise how many people I have been affected or been in contact with in my 43 years. I've had so many people want to do things for me.
Is that the end of it there? Because I don't have my headphones on. That's just a measure of the bright spirit of Celine. But before I just finish on this particular view. We mustn't forget that Celine had many other strings to her life. One of those, she was very active in the arts and had an exhibitions over the years, great painter. But also, of course, most people will be familiar with Celine for her work in the Moat Theatre in Nice, where she worked in the entertainment section for many, many years and was always on to us here in KFM. Listen, will you promote this for us? Will you promote that for us? And I know she was extremely popular, and her colleagues at the Moat over the last couple of years had organised so many activities in support of her to fund her treatment and stuff like that. So we extend our sympathy to them as well today.
Yeah, she was also big in the Zumba world as well. She loved her Zumba, and she did lots of classes with people around the county as well. And obviously, look, the Garvey family are great friends of the Beatty family. They're lifelong friends, and Josie and Noel would have been best friends with my granny and grandad, Des and Catherine. And we're all heartbroken at the passing of Celine. And the last time, just an interesting one, myself and Amy were driving along the Kilcullen Road in Nace at the start of April, on the 9th of April, and we saw a little mint green Volkswagen camper van, and we said, that is an amazing camper van, look at that. And it stopped at a traffic light, and who was sitting up driving it? Only Celine and Eleanor in the front seat.
Yeah.
And I texted her afterwards and said, did I just see you driving a camper van? She says, ah yeah, you know me, bought a camper van, and she was driving around in it, and that's the person she was.
And I've seen that parked outside the cottage on my way home each evening. And as I would drive by her house every morning and every evening, she was always in my thoughts on a daily basis. And the one thing, you know, there's mornings you feel, Jesus, I can't put up with this, or I need to deal with this, or you feel under pressure of this reason or that reason, or you're in a bad mood for other reasons, you mightn't have slept well or whatever else. And every time I passed her house, and likewise going home in the evenings after maybe what might be a tough day at work or whatever else, her presence in that house focused my mind on saying, listen, nothing matters on this planet if you haven't health. And every time I thought of Celine, I said, how would I deal with the illness? I don't think I'd be as brave or courageous or as positive and as outgoing and continue to sharing. And her, that's excerpt from a much longer interview you did, her attitude there was everything about Celine. She took it on and she faced it. So we've lost a very valuable colleague. We've lost a friend. We're all very sad about it today. Life will go on. But one thing for sure, Celine Garvey will not be forgotten by us, by her colleagues at the Moat Theatre, by her very, very wide circle of friends, and she had many. And above all, she will be missed greatly by her family, but forever remembered. Once again, on behalf of us all here in KFM, and I know I'm speaking for so many other people, humbly speaking for so many other people, to extend our deepest sympathy to her daughter, 12-year-old daughter Eleanor, to her sister Linda, her brothers Mark, and our colleague here in KFM, Rob, and in particular to her mam, Josie. Tommy Guleran Vro, Rona Kunsha, our KFM, Gami Kovron, Le, Josie, Le Shunklan Guler, Agus Le Shunakard Guler, Agus Guimit Salos, Agus Shiokond, Anam Usel, Celine, Gomarashi Gobun, Imaskna Flash, may she rest in peace.
Kildare Today with Owen Beattie.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Lots of messages coming in to us this morning expressing sadness and sympathy with the Garvey family at the passing of our good friend and colleague Celine Garvey. Mary Donnelly says, I can't believe that Celine is gone. She was a lovely lady. I had often text her and she would talk to you as if we were best friends. I know her mam and I knew her dad too. My sincere sympathy to her mam Josie and family. And that comes in from Mary Donnelly. Thanks for that, Mary. Kerry. Another one here says, so sorry to hear of Celine's passing. May she rest in peace. And there's so many more messages coming in. And I know there's been a huge, huge outpouring of sympathy and love on social media on the passing of Celine, just further underpinning how popular she was and how well known she was within the community. Sandy texting in to say, a lovely tribute to Celine on the programme this morning. So very sad, and what a wonderful person she was. May she rest in peace. Mary Burke is on the line, chairperson of the NACE Care of the Age Centre. Mary, welcome to the programme, and thanks indeed for joining us.
Thank you very much. No problem.
Listen, some good news and some positive news out on the Newbridge Road there, because after quite a number of years with the NACE Care of the Age Centre being closed, it has reopened this week.
That's right. It opened on Monday the 22nd, and it was just wonderful to see the bus arriving in with all the older members of our society meeting up again and delighted with themselves.
So tell us what exactly you do at the NACE Care of the Age Centre then, and the kind of facilities that you'd have there.
Well, the HSE are renting the facility office for the older people of the community to come in to the daycare centre. They've been doing that for years. So they get the call, come in around 10 in the morning and stay there till 3:30. And then they have their dinner and tea and everything else over there and do crafts and activities.
Okay, is it open to anybody then around the NACE area, or how can people call down to yourselves?
What happens is they have to be referred by their doctor or their public health nurse to go into the daycare centre.
Okay, so you have to be referred by the doctor or the health nurse to go in. But some great facilities and great supports there, as you say, for people. And I'm sure there's lots of plans now going forward that you've reopened for the future.
There is. At the side of the centre, there are, it was called the apartment. So we are going to turn that into a small kind of a tea room for people that don't need referrals to the centre to come in twice or three times a week, and they can do knitting, crochet, read books, have a cup of tea, just somewhere for the older members that can come in, sit down, relax and enjoy themselves. Now that could be happening in the next few months.
Remind us where exactly you're located, Mary.
We're located on the Limerick Road next door to the fire station.
Next door to the fire station there in NACE. So the future certainly looking bright for the centre.
It's looking great. And like, I was elected chairperson in September 2022. And the other two ladies, Orla and Gwen, they came on board on the 26th of September. So we are very new to this as well. So it's we're really looking forward to making not big changes, but small changes for the older people. And we're getting a lot of help and from other community groups in the town. And it's great. That's what it's all about.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck with it, Mary. Thanks for joining us on the programme this morning, and I'm sure a lot of people around at NACE will be delighted to hear that the Care of the Age Centre has reopened just beside the fire station there, and Mary Burke is chairperson of that. Thanks again, Mary, and good morning. Let's go from NACE up to Maynooth then, because Donna Phelan is on the line, and Donna is the chairperson of the Maynooth Autism Friendly Town. Donna, welcome to the programme. Tell us a bit about the Autism Friendly Town, what you do.
Hi Owen, thanks for having me. So basically we are a town that's just accredited by As I Am as an Autism Friendly Town. So we have done training with local businesses, organisations and schools just to make everybody more aware of the autism community that live in Maynooth and to be a bit more inclusive for everybody. So as it's April and it's more or less of a month, I'm actually in the Maynooth Education Campus today for the first ever Alan Coohan Games, which is an autistic-led sports day, where we've invited, there's nine schools here today from throughout Kildare, participating, all autistic students, in a day of fun and games.
It's a great initiative, and I know when we were up in Maynooth doing our roundtable discussion, you mentioned this to me, and I thought it was a brilliant, brilliant idea. So what's the whole purpose, and how is today going to run?
So at the moment, we've about 8 students here this morning. They've already arrived and they've started their games. So we invited, throughout Kildare, any school that has a special class setting attached to it in Main Street for secondary. We invited their autistic students a day of games.
Because you might just move around a little bit, Donna, just the signal is breaking up ever so slightly. I know you're in a school setting, so the students are not meant to be using their phones, so that's probably why the signal is not great.
That's
but go
it.
On anyway.
Oh, sorry, so I've hit myself in a sensory room. So basically what we've done is we've invited about 80 students throughout the county of Kildare who are in a special class attached to the mainstream setting of secondary schools to come down and have a game, a day of games, because sport is extremely hard for some autistic people for inclusion, because it's very matter of fact and these are the rules and this, and it's very hard socially. So what we've designed here today is a game for everybody, something that's fun. It doesn't take too long. So we're moving between different games to keep attention spans. We've fancy rooms set up if it becomes overwhelming for students. And like that, it's a day to socialise and to realise, you know what, these are your thoughts. You are the exact same as every other person that's in this room.
All right. Well, listen, the line just breaking up there. We wish you the best of luck with that today, Donna, and fair play to everyone involved in organising it. The All on Cuan Autism Community Games taking place in the Maynooth Educate Together campus, and chairperson of Maynooth Autism Friendly Town is Donna Phelan. Keep up that great work, Donna, and I'm sure we'll get you back on the programme in the not too distant future. Just going back to some of the messages that have come in to us, and Bridget Burke says, good morning. We'd just like to say well done to Mary and all involved in the opening of the Care of the Age Centre. Good luck in all you do. That comes in from Bridget. Another message says, deepest sympathy to Celine Garvey's family and to KFM on the very sad passing of Celine. I used to love listening to her on the show. This cancer is a horrible disease. So very sad. I lost my own sister to cancer. Sad for me, her birthday remembrance is tomorrow. I'm thinking of Celine's family and friends. RIP Celine. Another one says, my son Luke has gone to the sports day today from Athy. He was super excited. Wishing you all the very best of luck today. That's great to hear, and I hope Luke has a great day up in Maynooth at the Autism Friendly Community Games there, and thanks for getting in touch with us. And there's also another message from Teresa. RIP Celine. You were a lovely lady. And another one in to us this morning on 0833 97 97 97, that says, rest in peace, Celine. God bless her family, colleagues and friends. And that comes in from Tom in the Kildare town area.
Kildare Today with Owen Beatty.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Naas. We keep it secure and safe 24 hours a day. 045 408 300.
Yes, indeed. And joining us this morning for Crime Watch is Garda Anne-Marie Riley. Anne-Marie, welcome back to the programme. Quite a lot to get through this morning, and we'll jump straight into something that we reported on over the weekend just gone by, and quite a scary incident where, well, you tell us, a woman pulled into the hard shoulder, and what happened then?
Yes, so on Saturday afternoon at approximately 2 p.m, a female driver had pulled into the hard shoulder on Junction 7 and between Junction 7 and Junction 8, southbound on the N7. Then a second car parked in front of her, and a male exited this car. Following some sort of altercation, the male suspect stole a number of personal items from the woman's car and then fled the scene. The female thankfully did not receive any serious injuries. At this time, no arrests have been made, but Gardaí and Naas are appealing to anyone that may have witnessed this incident or any road users on the N7 on Saturday afternoon between 1:45 and 2:15 PM, particularly around those junctions, junctions 7 and junctions 8 on southbound, that may have camera footage, including dash cam footage, to contact Naas Gardaí on 045 88 4300, or the Garda confidential line on 1800 666 111.
Yeah, you'd imagine somebody might have some dash cam footage. It's a busy time. Broad daylight, 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon on the N7. And again, it's between Junction 7 and Junction 8, southbound between Kill and Johnstown, 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. If we go then to Leakslip, Anne-Marie, theft from the local Spar there on the main street.
That's right. So on Sunday evening, at about 20 to 9 in the evening, two males wearing black entered the Spar shop on the main street in Leakslip. They went to the till and asked for over €114 worth of scratch cards. One male placed these scratch cards into his jacket pocket while the other male distracted the shop assistant. The two males then left on foot and made no effort to pay. They left in the Lucan direction from Leakslip. Inquiries are ongoing at this time, but if anyone was in or around the Spar shop on the main street in Leakslip on Sunday evening at 20 to 9, please contact Leakslip Garda Station.
Let's stay up around the north of the county then and go from Leakslip to Selbridge, where there was a crash, a road traffic collision there recently.
Yes, so a caller reported that while she had parked in the Orchard Nursery car park, her Nissan Note red in colour was damaged, and the vehicle that had done this damage did not stay at the scene. CCTV footage have been obtained at this time, but Gardaí and Leakslip are seeking the assistance of anyone that may have been in the area on Friday afternoon around 1 p.m. Please contact them in Leakslip Garda Station, or if they have any dash cam footage, just to check it for the Gardaí and Leakslip.
Okay, down we go to Athy, where there was a burglary in the area of Tinnock Hill.
That's right. Over the evening of the 18th into the 19th, Thursday, Friday night, there was a report of a burglary where two unsecure and unoccupied mobile homes on a property were entered. There was also a shed that had keys of a silver Suzuki Grand Vitara estate, registration plate 04D37304, which in the course of this burglary and unauthorised taken was taken. Gardaí and Athy are seeking the public's assistance that may have been in the Tinnock Hill area of Athy on the night of Thursday into Friday morning and might have seen any suspicious activity. And just to reiterate of that reg again, it's a 04D37304 Silver Suzuki Grand Vitara Estate.
Okay, and just while we're down in Athy, a message has come in to us to say that apparently there was a cat that was hit in the early hours of this morning, and this listener kept it on the path, covered it to hide it from children passing. It's on Nelson Street, and he's wondering if something can be done on that, maybe if the guards want to come out, or if the owner is listening and the cat is missing, you might go to Nelson Street. Just finally then, two final topics that we want to cover, Anne-Marie. A theft from the local Deals shop in Newbridge.
Yes, so in Newbridge on in Deals on the 18th, an injured party reported that while she was shopping, her handbag had been hanging on the back of her buggy, and while she was shopping, this handbag was taken. Now, CCTV footage has been obtained from the shop, and the investigation is ongoing, but if anyone was in the deal shop at about 20 past 12 approximately in the afternoon and may have seen this, and just we'd really advise the public, when you're out and about shopping, especially with trolleys or having your handbag hanging or placed in the trolleys, just be very wary of them not being left unattended, because opportunists take this opportunity to try and take these handbags. And just also in relation to an incident as well, on the 21st, a theft from a car in the Bocelli Road of Naas between between 7 and 9 p.m. in the evening, while a member of the public had gone for a walk and obviously had left valuables in the car, and when he returned, they were gone. So just again, like that, just be very conscious of members of the public leaving valuables in unattended in cars. Just to be very conscious of that.
Hard to believe that we're at this time of the year already, Anne-Marie, that Punchestown rolls around, and hopefully the weather stays fine for it. If we had got it this week, it would have been great. But typically, people will know that sometimes it starts raining and the fake tan and everything does be running down people's legs out in Punchestown. Doesn't dampen the spirits, though, and
KFM,
we're looking forward to broadcasting live from Punchestown next week. Just tell us a bit about the traffic management out there.
Yes, so I'd say all the guys in Punchestown will start putting out the Child of Prague now, eventually. Punchestown, it's a great festival for Naas and the surrounding areas. But I like that it brings large crowds, and ourselves and the team in Punchestown liaise together in order to make sure that the event traffic management moves swiftly. So it starts next Tuesday, the 30th of April, until Saturday, the 2nd of May. So patrons attending this event are requested to use public transport where at all possible and to ensure to travel to the event in a good and early time. Now, can I just emphasise there will be delays, and please, if you're caught up in the delays, be patient. The major points in and around Punchestown Town will be manned by Gardaí. We have an event traffic management plan in place. So basically, travel routes for the public, if you're coming down from the M1 into M3, travelling the M50 onto the N7, exit 9 onto Naas, onto the Blessington Road and head for Punchestown Racecourse. Travelling from South Dublin, you can come in via Ballymore Uses and follow the direction and signage to Punchestown Racecourse. Travelling from the south-southeast via Carlow, Athy, you can come through Kilcullen onto the Naas Road, and at Milerstown Cross, you can follow the signs down towards Punchestown. Travelling from the south, you can turn off at the Newbridge exit and travel through Kilcullen, or you can come on up and travel and take the turn for Naas. Once you get to Punchestown, it can be directed traffic into the event. There is free parking, and shuttle buses are on and taxis are. If you are needed mobility impaired parking, that is also provided. Any other queries about parking around Punchestown, you can go to punchestown.com. You can also, next week, we'll have an update on our Facebook page and on our social media about up-to-date traffic, especially in around Friday. Now, I think my colleague next week will address the details for Friday's traffic, because it is expected to be a bit heavy. But again, I emphasise, if you are caught in the delays, please be patient. We intend to get people in as quick as possible and ensure that everyone gets there safely.
Good stuff. Listen, we're looking forward to it. Thanks to Anne-Marie Riley from Naas Garda Station on that. And next week we'll be broadcasting live from Punchestown, and Dara Fitzpatrick, bookmaker, will be with us every morning to mark your card. Just while Anne-Marie was talking about roadworks there and traffic, it reminded me about the road out in Brannockstown, from Brannockstown to Ballymore. That's closed periodically over the next number of weeks, including today, as roadworks are being carried out. The road is being resurfaced and diversions are in place, and Kildare County Council says the works will be carried out up until the 17th of May, with emergency and local access being maintained.
Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Naas, PSA licensed, 045 408 300 or manguardplus.ie.
All right, we'll catch up on a few more of the messages very shortly, but May Leonard is on the line now to give us a swimming lesson. Oh, no, she's not. She's on to talk about pop-up poetry. May Leonard, welcome back to the programme.
I'm in my alter ego.
Yeah. Have you not got the swimming togs on? No.
I'm perished with the cold this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Waiting for the sun to come out.
Come here, tomorrow's Poetry Day here in Ireland.
It is, National Poetry Day, and Poetry Ireland wanted to mark the occasion. And I saw that there was nothing coming in from Kildare, and God bless us and save us, but I volunteered. And I'm doing a sort of a walk around Naas, popping up in different places where people are gathered.
Yeah, and you're going to read some poetry, your own lightweight and amusing poetry, you say, in English, Agus as Gaeilge.
Yeah, Tá Cúpla Cinnig Agus as Gaeilge. Kama could gael could gael could done a shmo filiacht that my poetry is as bad as my poetry, but my poetry is quite lightweight and the same with my Irish.
Ah, no, yeah. Well, look, it's great that you're doing this around Naas. It's completely free. You're going to be in the Soda Bread Cafe, Harvest Kitchen, PS Coffee Roasters, Macaulay Place Cafe, Urban Kitchen, Naas Library, Swans on the Green and more. And what time is it all kicking off? And you're wandering around the town, walking around.
I am. I'll be in Yum Yums as well, hopefully. I intend to start off at about 12 o'clock and go from the different places. The ones most convenient to me and finish up in Swans on the Green.
Right, and anybody can pop along, even if they're just in having a cup of coffee and they want to listen to some poetry, you're going to be reading it.
Well, I won't be staying very long in each place. Maybe just enough to do two poems, and they're quite short.
Right. Yeah. Very good. No, I think it's a great idea. Is there any chance we can get some poetry out of you this morning? Could you read a bit of a poetry for us?
Would you like it, Osgwelga? No, Osberla.
Oh, sure. How about both?
How about both?
Because I remember you telling me to swim on my belly and swim on my back. So you can read the poetry in English and in Irish. So are these your own poems, are they?
Yes, they are. Right. I'm sure that people will know me from in my literary career as well. But lovely to know that somebody has some kind of memory of my swimming career.
Absolutely.
And tell me, can you swim?
Oh, I can. God, well, I didn't have any other choice made, did I? I had to learn how to swim. And I can. It was great. And I know you do great work in terms of the poetry around the county as well. Yeah. But I just remember from going to school there in the old swimming pool, no longer there in Naas.
No,
but
sad,
great memories of that.
But there you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the work continues and it's such a wonderful life skill.
It is,
when you hear of the tragedies that happen.
It's so important to know and to learn how to do it. So this poem, tell us a bit about the one in English, first of all, May.
The one in English. A lot of people consider poetry to be rubbish. So somebody said it to me one day, and I said, well, why not write a poem about rubbish? So I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Okay?
In your own time, yeah.
The bin men didn't come today, and bags and bins, sacks and tins, stood embarrassed against garden walls. Black crows picked black polythene, dogs do, scavenged, overturning containers, spewing guts into gutters and streets, making personal private waste into scandalous public litter, because the bin men didn't come today.
Super stuff. And today is bin day for me, so the bin men better come as well. And
well, I hope they come.
I hope they do as well. What about the one off Scuailga then, May? What's
no,
this one about?
Talk on Scuailga a minute. It's called Cortor, which means visitor. I went on a visit down to Dingle and I found that I was the honoured guest. And I'll give it to you, Galera Scuailga. Is that okay?
Absolutely, yep. Yeah.
Cortor. Gá flot a gurm glinna lón lil línta trín tóní í lár an bórd in San Parlús. Im hí ar cachir crua ag ól té as capán sín malúdín in orde gwe an ír ag bagat na fwinóige. Háil sa cistan tán an sa brachalach arán le hím ar flot a glóna agus sgleip ar an bórd. And that's just being a visitor. I was entertained in the parlour with these gorgeous little sandwiches cut into trintonini
into little triangles.
Triangles. Yeah. And the thing was, there was great sport out in the kitchen. And I could hear that while I was trying to manage my capon with my ludin, you know, the little finger
yeah,
raised. I was trying to be very grand.
Oh, fair play.
But out in the kitchen, there was the sport. So that's what prompted that poem. So they're the kind of things that I'll be reading tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And hopefully there will be people to read to.
Absolutely. Well, look, again, to remind people of when and where it's happening, it's a pop-up poetry roundabout by May Leonard tomorrow from 12 until around about 4 o'clock, and she'll be calling in to the Soda Bread Cafe, Harvest Kitchen, PS Coffee Roasters, Macaulay Place Cafe, Urban Kitchen, Yum Yums, Nace Library, Swans on the Green, and much more. And it's all to do with Poetry Day Ireland, which is tomorrow. Listen, May, best of luck with it, and thanks for joining us this morning. All right, take care. Thanks indeed to May Leonard for taking our call this morning. I want to go back and just catch up on a few more messages then that have come in to us this morning, and again to go back to what we started off this hour by talking about, and that was paying tribute to Celine Garvey, who has passed away after a long battle with cancer, well known around Naas and around the county, and a great friend and colleague to us here at KFM. We've been inundated with messages coming in from people expressing their sympathy and sadness to the Garvey family. And Liz in Kilcullen says, "I'm so sorry to know the sad news about Celine. I only said hello to her a few times, but you immediately felt as though you knew her, and her smile lit up her face. Rest in peace, Celine, and thank you for everything down through the years." Owen, so sorry to hear about poor Celine. God love her. Her man, Josie, is a great friend of ours. And that comes in from Bridie and Joe Nolan. And there's also just one more message that has come in to us, and it's on a different topic. It says, "Good morning. My name is Quiva Byrne, and I'm just texting in to see if there was any chance you would promote a charity pub quiz that's on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Paddy Murphy's in Ballymore. €40 per table of four, paid at the door. Big raffle prize to be won. We're raising money directly to give it to the Azam family trying to get out of Palestine. Any help will be greatly appreciated." And again, that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in Paddy Murphy's in Ballymore.